No artificial intelligence was involved in the creation of this episode of The Ron Van Dam Show. As a matter of fact, very little intelligence of any kind is typically involved in the creation of The Ron Van Dam Show. You're listening to Ron Van Dam on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Thanks for coming.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program of enormous proportions. I am Ron Van Dam. My name is in the title of the show, so obviously I have a larger-than-life connection to it. So now it's up to me to prove that to you, only I'm not in the mood. I guarantee that when the show is over, you will get up and say, "The show is over." I guarantee you're going to say that. Will you be better off when the show has ended and you've listened to everything that I've said? Well, you would have to be. Let's just put it that way. All right, let's get started. I've got a lot to do here. There's a lot on my plate, and I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about ideas and observations. Let's get started. The guy running for president, Donald J. Trump, I think that's his middle name, is J. I don't know. What difference does it make? He's running for president, as you probably know, and he's also been indicted so many times for so many different reasons, and all of them because he did stuff wrong that you wouldn't do, but he did. So, you know, seriously. So anyway, he's a merchandiser. He has Trump wine, Trump steaks, pieces of Trump's clothing when he was indicted, and when this mugshot. I mean, my God, seriously. Here's the funniest. Well, Trump sneakers for $300 a pair. I don't know. I don't know how you can get a better definition of the word shabby. I just don't know. I don't think you can. Anyway, I'm not talking about his political views. I'm talking about him as a person. Oh, wow. You're a merchandiser or a president? What's going on here? What are you doing? What president has stores all over the country that sells their shit? I mean, what is this? What's going on? Merchandise with his name on it. You can't even keep buildings with your name on it, much less merchandise. What are you doing? What are you doing? Anyway, his latest product, oh my God, oh my God, and literally, oh my God, is a Bible. He's teamed up with Lee Greenwood, who's a country singer, who sang that very famous song, God Bless the USA. Nice, if you know, whatever. Nice song. He took that title and he put it on a Bible that he is selling. There's a lot of irony to this. By the way, the Bibles are $60. Look, it's a Bible. You should be giving them away, like they do in hotel rooms, or at least they used to. They never sold you the Bible in the hotel room. I mean, it's supposed to be there for you to get into if you wish. Selling it for $60, this guy will raise money for anything because he's running out of it. God, seriously? So it's a Bible with Trump's, making money off of it. You may remember that when Trump was originally running for president, way back in the Wayback Machine, 2016, he actually, or 15, whatever it was, reporters were asking him, you say that you're a big fan of the Bible, and Trump says, yes, it's my favorite book. I don't know, Don. It's got words in it that you have to comprehend. I'm not sure it's your favorite book. And they said, oh, what's your favorite passage in the book? And Trump could not come up with it. He talked about the two apostles. I mean, what do you need? What do you need? You have to be slapped in the face to realize what's going on here. in Trump's hawking of this Bible that he's selling, he actually says, and with the Bible, we can all become better Christians. Don, you're the antithesis of a Christian. You put people down. You threaten to destroy their lives. You never apologize for anything. You never admit any wrongdoing. Nothing. Nothing, Don. And you're asking us to be better Christians? How about yourself? God. Calling people assholes, trying to destroy their lives, their families, targeting their family members and insulting them and your family. I mean, Mr. Christian, come, and you're selling a Bible? What, is this a joke? Are we supposed to laugh? Or are we, you know, if they did half these things as comedy sketches on Saturday Night Live, we'd say, okay, that's very funny. But no, this is real stuff. This is real. It's not a sketch. It's really what he does. Don, you set yourself up for this one, man. You really did. High school bullying has taken a new level in this particular campaign and in this particular country. It's amazing. It's amazing. And he's trying to raise money in order to defend. Now, his latest trial coming up would be the $300,000 that as a payoff to Stormy Daniels, the porn star. The money did go out to her for that. Don has to somehow justify that. So it's very interesting. In order to pay off a trial where you were accused of paying off a porn star, which you did, you have to sell a Bible. I mean, things are a little fakakta here. It is actually ironically funny. So thank you, Don Trump, for making my life so humorous. I don't know how to put it better. Anyway, speaking of the Bible, by the way, God bless America. I think God blesses every country that has decent human beings in it. So it's not like when God says, and of course God has said, God bless America, when with that, you know, and it's on the money and Don uses it as a thing and all that, we take that to mean that America is specially blessed by God. Okay, all right, let's just end the conversation there, shall we? Now, Easter is coming. Every once in a while, people think that I'm mispronouncing it when I say Esther is coming. No, I have an Aunt Esther, and she is coming. So Esther is coming. It's not a mispronunciation. Both Esther and Easter are coming at the same time. I don't think, though, Esther is like one of the ugliest women I've ever met in my life. And I don't think she's coming, so to speak. Anyway, Easter is coming, and a lot of people, you know, it's hard. Easter's difficult. Easter's difficult because for Thanksgiving, you've definitely got the turkey. For Christmas, people do lasagna, that great Italian holiday, Christmas. And then Easter, people do that ham, that spiral ham thing. And I call it a sodium dinner because those hams are packed with sodium. And if you do the brown sugar glaze kind of thing, it's packed with sugar. So, you know, you try to culinarily survive that holiday. So anyway, what do you do? You have people over. It's that kind of family holiday, but how do you do things with it? So Marissa Brainy is going to join us later on. She's a TV host and all that kind of stuff, and she's going to tell us some ways to get into it. That's coming up a little bit later in the program. Easter is one of those holidays where family gathers, and it's a day of tolerance is what we call that. It does involve a church. It does involve Jesus. It's one of the two Jesus holidays. And it also represents the beginning of spring. I did not Google this particular thing that I'm going to bring up now because I don't Google. And if I did, I don't really bring it to your attention because I would have to be embarrassed to say I Googled this. And I just can't bring myself to doing that anymore. It is so passe kind of low ball that I won't do it anymore. I will Google things for myself, but I won't tell people that I did it. That's like, it's like walking around saying, excuse me, I'm not wearing underpants. You don't do that. It's just embarrassing. Well, I don't do it anymore. I'll put it to you that way. All right, here's what it is. Esther, this year, is occurring in March. The last day of March. What? Esther in March? Isn't Esther usually the end of April, like April 22nd, 24th, 26th, something like that? It's a whole month later. Why this year is it occurring so early in March? And the day after Esther is April Fool's Day. Is there some correlation? Like, hey, yesterday was Esther. April Fool's, it wasn't Esther. That hasn't happened. You had all the people over. You celebrated the holiday. April Fool's, it wasn't even the date of it. No, it really is. I remember when I was younger, as a young adult, we had a couple of Esters that were 90 degrees outside. I mean, people were sweating their eggs off. But not this year. This year it's going to be a cool, like 50 degrees in most parts of the country. So what's up? Is that because of the solar eclipse that's coming up? Or is it because there was an extra day in February and it just threw everything off by a whole month? Was it the turning the clocks forward that screwed up everything? Is there some interplanetary reason for this? Did we somehow do a solar system shift? I mean, were there tides involved with that decision? Who does that? Apparently the Bible, I guess, or something, or the Jesus holidays, somehow they dictate when it's going to be. I don't know. And you probably do know that the historical Jesus, there's a religious Jesus and a historical Jesus, because the historical Jesus' dates don't coincide with the religious Jesus ones. So I don't know. I mean, we've got rising, we've got crucifixions happening at different times, months apart. I mean, from what they, I don't know, I'm very confused about this. Now I found out that this manger thing, there were more than three wise men, there were 17 of them. I did not know that. I didn't know there were 17 wise men. There aren't any more, I'll tell you that right now. I haven't come across many wise men at all. A lot of wise women who are behind the wise men. But 17 wise men, that does not occur anymore. That does not occur. There's no such thing. No, nobody's that wise in those numbers. No. Anyway, so Esther is the holiday of family gathering. And as we always say, you know, good for you. I mean, you know, fine. If you have a small family, good for you. If you have a large family, oh my God, oh my God. You know, there are benefits to having a large family, but when the holidays come, that's not the benefit. No, that's the burden. How are you going to seat all those people at the table, and why would you want to? And if you invite Uncle Harry, then Aunt Sally has to show up. Oh no, not her. And my Aunt Esther, who I don't really have, I'm just making it up. It's large families. It's like anything else. If you get a large group of people together, a good percentage of them are going to be assholes. And that's what happens in large families. They're gatherings of people. Just because they're the same blood doesn't mean that they're like compatible to you. So these large gatherings of family, you know, for a couple of minutes, it's probably okay. But after that, someone's going to say something stupid or someone's going to say something wrong and a fight's going to break out and someone's going to lose their life, which I guess would limit the amount of people you have to have at the next holiday. Some people have no family left at all. And it's a very singular holiday. You know, enjoy, because that's not so bad necessarily. Friends can invite you over to their holiday feasts if you so desire to do so. In many cases, you may not want to. So I don't know. It's all up to you. I'm just saying. It's one of those holidays. It's just one of those holidays. And there's three of them. There is Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter. The other ones, there are gatherings of people, but it's more friends. If family shows up, that's nice. But it's more friends, you know, the Memorial Day, the July 4th, the Labor Day. Those are friend holidays. Those revolve around barbecues and hot dogs and things like that. You know, those are the ruckus, let's have a beer kind of things. But the family holidays, it's the big three, baby. It's the big three, and this is the third in the trifecta. So enjoy. What can I tell you? What can I tell you? Me? You ask me what I because I love to cook. I'm the chef of the gathering. I love to cook. It's very high on my list of I don't know if it's a hobby or something. I don't think I'd want to do it professionally because I don't want to stand in a room and sweat into the food and have to be there. See, everything's fun unless you have to do it. Then it's not as much fun anymore. That's the difference between a hobby and a profession. You might say, no, Ron, the difference between a hobby and a profession is the money. You don't necessarily make money at a hobby, but you do it the profession. Yes, that's true. But more so, as far as your psyche is concerned, a hobby is something you enjoy doing. A profession is something that, okay, you enjoy doing it, but not anymore because now I have to do it. And by the way, that's the meaning of retirement. A lot of people say, Ron, what's retirement like? And I say, I have no idea. But I believe it's when you're not retired yet, you have to do these things. When you are retired, you can do these things, but you don't have to. That's the difference. Do you have that down? And that's why when you're retired, you can actually sit back a little bit more. Not that you shouldn't do anything, but you just do it when you want to do it. That's the luxury of retirement. Of course, you can't retire unless you have enough money to do so. So it's a kind of interesting conundrum that one must figure out with the 401k, which I still don't understand. I don't know. Some people are self-employed. There ain't no 401k, or there isn't any, depending on how you use the English language. All I know is Esther's coming. Watch out. Esther's coming. Oh no, her car just pulled up in front of the house. Esther's getting out of the car. Esther's here. Anyway. Yeah, the end of March. What the hell's going on with that? It's a little scary. I don't know who figured these things out. Is there a panel of judges? A panel of, is it the Pope that figures this out? Who does this? Who says, all right, when are we going to do Easter? Let's see, we always do it the end of April. Let's do the end of March this year. Yeah, sure, why not? No, I'm sure there are reasons for it. I just don't know what they are. All right. My guest is going to talk about Easter entertaining and Easter products and things like that. And we will speak to Marissa accordingly upon her arrival. But first, there's this.
That thing you've been looking for is on sale this week at Whatchamacallit's, your one-stop shop for that stuff you need. Get that round thing for the sink, two for just $6.99. Whozamajigs that go on the door, just $3.99 each. The stuff that gets stains out of stuff that comes in that big blue bottle, you'll find it for $5.99 at Whatchamacallit's. The doodad that goes in your car, like the one Gary has for his Jeep, you know the thing, it's like squarish and purple. It's on sale this week for just $49.99. And the thing that, you know, you use to get the stuff down from like the shelf or the closet, the grabby thing? Two for $10.99 this week only at Whatchamacallit's, your one-stop shop for that stuff you need. We're located over by that pizza place near the cinema that you like. Whatchamacallit's.
Marissa Brainy joins us now. She's an Emmy Award-winning TV host and on-air lifestyle expert. She's joins us many times during the year in order to discuss the various different things that come up that we can't handle ourselves. So thanks for being with us. It's springtime, kind of doesn't feel like it in some parts of the country, but it is springtime, and that brings a whole different set of hosting questions and how to handle that. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Ron, as always. And yes, it might not feel like spring, but we're thinking spring. I hope, yes, I can get everybody in the spring mode after today.
Yes, it's fun to think things that are coming up. And in doing so, a lot of people like to entertain, and they're looking for various ideas and creative things to do.
Absolutely. It's a great season for entertaining. There's so many things going on. We love to get outside after the long winter. And so let me just start by saying creating that plan is really so important to make your gatherings easier. We don't want to be spending hours in the kitchen, especially when it's nice outside. We want to enjoy with our friends and our family. Mm-hmm. We want to think about comfortable outdoor spaces. Do we have comfortable seating for people? Is our outdoor space cozy and inviting? What can we do to refresh things a little this year and maybe make things a little more trendy and to our personality? And speaking of personality, you want to bring that personality into your outdoor space. So whether that's, you know, pops of seasonal decor, or I love doing things like a signature cocktail or mocktail, as well as, you know, a little party favor to kind of bring in the seasonality of things. These are all ways we can really up-level our entertaining game, and we can do them in a way that's budget-friendly and easy as well.
That's great. And Easter's coming up. That's kind of a springtime thing.
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of different things coming up. Easter, Mother's Day, there's graduations, there's all different sorts of celebrations that we want to get outside and enjoy with our family and friends. And one of the things that I always think is most important to think about is our menu. And I mentioned those time savers. I am all about time saving tips. There are a lot of options that are just as delicious as they are convenient. And I recently discovered one. It's called Tata Rasa. These are ready-to-eat, handcrafted Indian cuisine, and these meals are so great because these are ready in 60 seconds. They're also authentic flavors, sauces, spices, really delicious, and something that you know is going to be impressive for your guests, even though it's easy, which we love. Four different varieties of these to choose from. So you have the majestic red bean curry, the royal black lentils, the regal chickpea tikka, and the rich coconut lentils. Ooh. And each of them are delicious. They are made without any artificial flavors, colors, preservatives. These are sugar-free, they're vegan, dairy-free, Ooh. And halal. Ooh. So really catering to a lot of different dietary needs and preferences, which is nice. And you can get these at Shaw's or on Amazon as well.
Ooh, that's pretty cool and healthy. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
So you don't have to prepare. It's just in the thing and it's done.
Exactly.
All right. I don't know what the in the thing meant, actually, to be honest with you, but okay.
I knew what you meant.
Okay, thank you very much. What about outdoor entertaining? How can I set an atmosphere?
Yeah, that's really important. I mentioned comfortable seating, and that's really where you want to start. We know patio furniture plays a crucial role in really setting that ambiance, so you want to make sure that what you have is comfortable for your guests, and you definitely want to check out Big Lots. They have unbeatable prices on patio furniture, seasonal decor, and outdoor accents, and we love that to really liven up our space outside. But in terms of patio furniture, you know, this set that we found at Big Lots is perfect. It's a set of two Broyhill Eastlake wicker chairs. What I love is that this is all-weather wicker, so these are crafted in a really durable way so that they can withstand the season, which is really nice. The cushions are really deep and comfortable, and they're stylish. They look great on your patio. Another thing to think about is pillows, because a pop of a pillow in a trending color like orange, beige, maybe a pattern, that's really going to kind of give it a little something extra in terms of what your outdoor space looks and feels like. And Big Lots has a fantastic selection to choose from. And last but not least, bringing in those textures and patterns. I mentioned the patterned pillow, but things like potted greenery to really accent the space. Things like a patio drum can really kick things up a level. You've seen them before. They're typically metal. The one we found here at Big Lots is a bronze hammered look, so it's really chic and stylish. And again, just really makes that space look all that much more inviting for your guests this spring.
That's a really good point. A lot of people just do beige and green and brown, but if you use colors that pop all over the place, that's really stimulating.
It is. It looks so great, and it really gets you in that spring mindset, too, which I love.
All right. What else have you got in your bag of tricks?
Well, one of the things you want to think about, I mentioned, you know, signature touches. Really creating themes is a lot of fun, too, and that's something easy to do. When you shop at someplace like Big Lots, you can kind of go in with that in mind and kind of look for those bargains that they have that are really going to match that theme. So we have a great pillow here that we found at Big Lots that says out of office. So maybe you're doing a vacation inspired theme to kind of end the school year or something like that this spring. Looking for those accents that are going to kind of play on that, that's a lot of fun to do, and you can really create some little favors or cocktails to kind of go along with that. You know, maybe sticking in an umbrella or maybe a little herb into the drink to really bring in something seasonal. That's something that I really love to think about and do as well.
Well, I'm going to take my Indian food and have one of the cocktails and sit outside and eat it.
Enjoy that quiet moment. When it gets above these temperatures, yeah, we'll be ready for it.
Hey, I don't even wait for the temperature to change.
Why not?
Where can we go for more information and some more ideas and some more products?
Just head on over to my website. It's marissabraney.com. Go to the blog section. I have all of this there for you and lots more ideas.
Great. Let me spell your last name, Marissa. For those that may not be familiar, it's BRAHNEY.com, marissabraney.com. And there you go. Wish we had more time, but I'm sure we'll talk again. Thank you so much.
We will, Ron. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Thanks, Marissa. And thank you to you today for being here. Hey, I got an idea. Hear me out. Why don't we do this again tomorrow? I'll do a brand new episode for you. It'll be intriguing, lively, and lovely. You can listen to it anytime you want tomorrow or on whatever syndicated station you're listening to this on your radio thing, whatever. And we will gather again because tomorrow's another weekday and I do these on weekdays like Monday through Friday. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're on syndicated radio stations across the country. Not a huge amount, but many of them. And we're also doing this podcast thing, which apparently is a thing of today. And we're on just about every platform that there is. All the YouTubes and the Stitcher thing and the SoundCloud and SoundPants and all the Amazon Music and the Pandora and the iHeartRadio and iTunes and all those things. That's nice. And we're also on the Facebook thing and then the X, the thing that you're not supposed to use, that's the X. I'm not on TikTok because I will not bring myself that low in my life in order to do that. And I don't know what Snapchat is. I think it's a part of the body that you talk about. I'm not sure what that thing is, so I don't know about that. But I do have a media manager, as I say so many times, and I'm supposed to ask for you to like me because so many people don't. Or follow me, that kind of thing, but not too closely. Hit those little things if you're doing the computer thing on your phone, which I refuse to do, and that helps me out. I don't even know how it helps me out, but it does. Okay. I have talked way too much for one show. It's time for you to go somewhere else. So, until tomorrow, I wish you peace.